That was the theme from Black Hawk Down, and it's based on a Somali folk song. Sounds a bit foreboding to me. Anyway, online, this is what they say about Puntland state of Somalia. It, Puntland, remains dangerous for independent travellers. Although much safer than southern or central Somalia, the region of Puntland remains home to several warlords, and the possibility of being killed, kidnapped, or otherwise harmed remains uncomfortably high. So I introduced that because 2 weeks ago we spoke to Petro Marai about her visit to what I thought were some pretty risky places. But she since has been to the Puntland state of Somalia, and even worse maybe, she's been to the southern part of Somalia. She was there with three others, and she visited Kismayo, a port in the southern Somalian Jubaland. With little's known about this particular location, as Petro and her three European male friends were about to board an aircraft from Germany to Mogadishu, the capital, sometimes described as the most dangerous capital city in the world, suicide bombers from the Al-Shabaab organisation blew themselves up in front of the Sahafi Hotel, the exact same hotel the group was to stay at. I spoke to Petro Marai again this week, as this was clearly the riskiest trip she'd made, despite having three male companions and four armed bodyguards.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Petro Marai, who was travelling around the world looking to get a passport stamp wherever possible. She's got 66 of 196. And since we spoke to her, she's gone to what has been described online as one of the most dangerous places on earth. Welcome back to the show, Petro.
Hi, Graham. Nice to speak to you again.
So, last time I spoke, you're in Dubai, and you'd said to me that you might be going to Somalia and that nothing was really quite firmed up, but you have been, is that right?
Yeah, I just returned from there, so it was exactly a week ago I left.
Righto. So, and not only did you go to Somalia, but you went to this place called Puntland. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Puntland. It's one of the regions in Somalia, one of the states. It's also, a part of Somalia. I was told before that if they declared independence, but speaking to the locals, they are a part of Somalia.
Oh, okay. So it's also mentioned as run by a warlord who specialises in holding Western visitors for a ransom. Did that worry you?
That is said online, but having been there myself, there was so little information, I thought that was going to be the most dangerous place to go because of all the pirates, and if you've watched that movie, Somalian Pirates, or Pirates of Somalia, that was the region he went to, but it turned out to be the safest place out of all of them.
Really?
That I went to.
That's interesting, isn't it? Now, I know you did take some precautions on this particular trip. You had bodyguards, etc., didn't you?
Yeah, there was four of us that went, four travellers, so we had five bodyguards with us pretty much at all times as soon as we would leave, and then obviously the hotels would also have additional security.
And on the way over, didn't the best hotel in Mogadishu, the capital, didn't that get blown up or something?
Yes, one of the main hotels that a lot of government politicians hang out, and it's across from the intelligence bureau. So there was three car bombs, as well as one suicide vest explosion on, I found out as I was at the airport boarding my flight.
Well, that wouldn't have exactly filled you with confidence, would it?
No, I had a little bit of a panic attack about it and just trying to decide, should I go, should I not go? And as a group, we discussed it and decided, let's go. Once we got the okay from our guide to say that it's fine, because right. I had a couple of stopovers.
Right. And then was there also some other incident the next day where a bunch of people were attacked somewhere in Somalia? I think 12 people died or something. You didn't hear about that? Maybe just as well.
No, I actually didn't hear about that one.
Oh, well, okay.
I
can recall guys like George Negus reporting from Mogadishu about what a lawless place it was, and how, you know, Westerners were at risk. This is some years ago. But I thought the piracy was mainly in relation to ships at sea. But obviously they've it's pretty hard to capture and hold a ship. It's probably easy just to grab some Westerner who looks like they've got a bit of money and hope that their parents will fork out, you know, some thousands.
Yeah, I think, like, we think it's worse than what it actually is. So there's about 4,000 foreigners living in Mogadishu. But I tried to do some research now, like, that I've been and whilst I was there. At the moment, there's only one girl being held hostage, whereas these sorts of things happen in other countries all the time. Well, not all the time, but it does occur that people get kidnapped, and even in Eastern Europe. But Somalia just has a really bad reputation for it.
Yeah.
Despite it not being as bad as what the figures are, I think.
Okay. Oh, well. So you had obviously taken the necessary precautions, but you said to me on a prior conversation that we didn't put to air that you'd actually been called by Foreign Affairs at one stage and asked to go to a consulate. They were a bit concerned about some of the places you were visiting?
There was an incident that happened in different countries. So I made contact with the consulate and they asked me, where are you now? And I replied with, oh, I'm in Afghanistan. And the response was, you need to leave. Like, you need to get out of the caliph as soon as it's safe to do so, and blah, 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 this whole lecture in the email. And by the time I received that email, I was already out of Afghanistan.
Right. Do you think they actually know what's going on, or they're just relying on, you know, it could be an old report?
Well, like I mentioned before, in just now, there's 4,000 expats there. So there's like a whole community. You've got NATO, the UN. It's not like it's completely dark. There's not much of a US presence since Black Hawk Down, but they are built, like they pointed at this building to me saying, oh, that's the US Embassy. I recently read an article saying it's not the US Embassy, but everyone refers to it as the embassy. And it's just the US is going to start having more of a presence in Somalia again.
Oh, okay. So it might be some sort of affiliate at the moment, but it's not a full-blown embassy.
No, but there's a massive Turkish embassy as well as one from the UAE. I drove past all of them.
Right.
And then in the different regions as well, there's a lot of construction going on. It's not just being destroyed. There's also buildings, like construction happening. Like you see new hotels coming up, new embassies, more ministerial buildings. Like I saw this construction happening. So it is growing.
Yeah.
I don't know where the money comes from. It's something I'm actually interested to know because apart from, I think, seafood export, there's not much oil, and they do have the coast apparently 3,333 kilometres, the largest of any African country.
Oh, okay.
The coastline. So it's a very, like, very important position on the African coast on the Horn.
All right, so you went there, you got out, you did what you needed to do. Did you just get the one passport stamp, or did those little Puntland and others have their own version?
I've been to Somaliland before, and when I went there, I got a separate visa and a separate stamp. So Somaliland's a completely different story. And if you were to just go to Puntland, you'd get a different stamp. But because we went in, we got a visa on arrival. That was $60 US, and they stamped that, and that took up an entire page.
Okay.
So at the moment, I've got my Afghanistan and Somali visa right next to each other.
Oh, okay.
It's a cool thing in my passport.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, I know you're part of a group. What do you call yourself, extreme travellers?
Well, the group means every passport stamp, and there's more than 3,000 members in it.
Right.
And a large majority of them are actively visiting every country in the world.
Right. They may not necessarily be doing it like you, though. You've been on the road now for well over 700 days.
Yeah, some of them have full-time jobs, some have families, and are doing a lot of countries with their family.
Right.
And there are some who are similar to me.
Okay. When we talked last time, I put it to you that maybe you were putting yourself at risk. But having been to the allegedly most dangerous country on earth, you're saying to me that you think that it isn't as bad as people might make out, and that a traveller taking the right sort of precautions can, in fact, visit.
Yeah, like, I was just in Berlin. I'm not even excited about visiting Berlin. I'm like, that doesn't excite me anymore. I'd rather go to more countries like Somalia or Yemen or Syria. That's more interesting to me now.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of Europe, and I want to experience more of what I just experienced.
Okay.
And I would definitely go back to Somalia. I've no doubt about that.
Right. And so what's your next, what's the next country you'd like to visit? You just mentioned Yemen, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That
one's a tricky one to get to at the moment.
That's a pretty difficult place to be right now, from the sounds of it. So you wait until that settles down a bit, or what?
It's not so much the, like, settling down. I think if you were to fly into Aden, it wouldn't be as bad, but the issue is actually getting the visa and the approval to go.
Right.
That's what's difficult to get.
Okay. All right. So you're going to continue on your trek? You're not going to be home for Christmas?
Definitely. No, I'm spending it in the desert with no phone reception in Chad, like I mentioned that last time.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Now, the other thing that I did ask you, and we ran out of time to run it, but just quickly, your favourite place that you've visited so far?
Bhutan.
Yeah.
That was so far. It was just beautiful and out of this world.
And I know you like to take a photograph. It's a very photogenic place, isn't it?
It's beautiful. That's probably one of the reasons I loved it so much.
Mm. All right. Well, look, I just did want to catch up with you based on the email you sent me about having been in Somalia and Puntland, and if only to let you reassure people that A, you're okay, but B, maybe some of these destinations aren't as foreboding as the information online might and that governments propose might suggest that it can be done.
Well, yeah, I think the thing we see the most is media articles, and they love sensationalism. Whereas, as an individual, I like to humanise places, so I see the human aspect to it, the normality, just seeing people at the beach, having a day, eating, drinking. Well, not because it's a Muslim country, they don't drink, but just, general.
Yeah, having coffee.
As well as, just going for a wedding or all these, normal things that we don't ever see happening.
Lovely to speak with you, Petro, and stay safe.
Thank you.
That was Petro Marais, safely back in Germany and speaking to me on the weekend. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.